All right, welcome back to the be about the final 55, 56 minutes, somewhere in there, of Cancel the Cabal on People's Internet Radio and Shake and Wake Radio and PSN Radio. Thanks to Angel Espino. I'm Stephen Roberts, and I have one of Barry's favorite guests on. He calls him the Easter Bunny. He calls him the Energizer Bunny. I want to welcome Roger Landry to the show. I had Roger on my show 6 years ago or somewhere in there, and then he asked me to join the Liberty Beacon, and I did for a while, and then, well, we're not going to talk about the old Liberty Beacon. We can talk about the new one, or we can talk about a lot of things, but welcome to the show, Roger.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here. Like you said, I've been doing Barry shows for years, and who's been in the background all the time, and even pitching in with an occasional really good point or question.
Yes, yes.
That would be Steve, I think. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, you and I are not strangers, not by a long shot. And look, the topic is pretty much up to you. A quick rundown on what the Liberty Beacon is today, and then we can get that behind us. The Liberty Beacon is a half a dozen published websites and about two or three in the garage, either being built or upgraded. They're global websites. Europe Reloaded, the director lives in Paris. UK Reloaded, the director lives in Manchester. I think you're getting the point. We don't have one website and tell everybody we've got a global organization. We have a global organization with websites across the planet. We do this because everything we're seeing humanity suffering from today is not something that is particular to the United States, although in a lot of cases, we are the focal point, and that's probably something we'll touch on again in this show, I'm sure. But the Liberty Beacon is websites, it's radio shows, it's online TV shows, it's contributors from across the planet. It is people who wish to stand up and tell you the truth. We get shadow banned. Our stuff gets pushed so far down your timeline. It's insane. And we're working on mechanisms to overcome all of this. There's going to be some major changes coming within the next month or two to the Liberty Beacon Project that will literally display to the world exactly what social media is supposed to look like, or exactly what alternative media is supposed to look like, or exactly what word of mouth media used to be like. What we're looking at today is the biggest hoax perpetrated on humanity. And if it wasn't for people like Steve, people like Barry, organizations like the Liberty Beacon Project, none of you out there would know anything until this comes and hits you upside the head like a baseball bat from a major leaguer. And I'm not exaggerating anything. That's how bad it is. And if society doesn't wake up real soon, there's going to be a whole hell of a lot less of us on this planet, and that is intended.
Yes, there is. That's sort of a segue what you just mentioned a minute ago, Roger. My first little comment, the first guest I had on, we talked about the mainstream media, and he said he got offered a job on regular FM or AM radio, whatever it was, be a talk show host. And we went back and forth, and I initially, or ending the particular subject, I said, well, you didn't take the job, or you didn't get the job because you knew too much. That's actually what he said. And also, you would have had a producer behind your back telling you who you couldn't talk about or criticize. And he said, yes.
I'm going to tell you exactly what it means to do the things we do. I never, ever say anything that I can't back up, okay, or at least give some damn good references for. How bad are we hitting them? How bad are we in the eyes of those who wish we would just shut up and go away? I have a brother who lives in Florida. And Steve, I think you may have heard this. I think I may have discussed it on Barry's show. And he got woken up at 2:30 in the morning by somebody beating on his front door.
Yes.
When he went down and opened the door, there were two police officers standing there. And what they told him was that their brother, his brother Roger, okay, was found dead in California, and he was the next of kin that was supposed to be notified. First off, that particular brother of mine, I come from a family of seven kids, one pretty much adopted, and six of us, and this would never have been the person to be notified. Besides, I have daughters, and I have a wife, an ex-wife. And all of them would have been on the list first. But when he asked, do you have a picture? Can you describe this guy so I know you're talking? What they told him at that point was, well, you know, it had been a while and you really couldn't make out the features anymore and blah, blah, blah. So basically what my brother was told at 2:30 in the morning was they had to damn near beat his door down to tell him I was dead. But then they're going to tell him that I've been dead so long that they really couldn't identify me. They had to go by ID. And then they had to tell him that he was the person to be notified. And this brother of mine knew absolutely for sure that he was not.
Right.
There was one message there and one only. And that is, we don't like what you're doing. I'm 65 years old. How do you think I want to go out? And you also heard me say this on Barry's show. If they pull into my driveway tomorrow and I come walking out my front door and I see somebody step out of the car with a pistol with a silencer on it, I'm just going to give them the biggest smile and a finger. And as I drop to the ground, the question they're going to have for each other is, why the hell was this idiot smiling?
Uh-huh.
And in my brain, my final thought would be, I was that important. They felt they needed to do this. The word we were putting out was getting out.
Yep. There's two points I'd like to make.
Please.
First is I caught a meme a few days ago, and I think I passed it around. I'm not sure now, but I know I have it saved. What was the Tom Cruise and what's his name? He's one of the most famous actors alive today. Jack Nicholson.
But anyway, is this Top Gun you're talking about?
Jack Nicholson. No, it wasn't
okay.
Top Gun.
Okay, now I know.
Where,
you can't handle the truth.
Yeah. You want, I want the truth, Tom Cruise says on his, top of the meme, and Jack underneath says, Facebook keeps deleting the truth, or banning the truth. That's what it is. Facebook keeps banning the truth.
We are looking at, and the thing of it is, what most people don't understand is what's going on right under your nose. Facebook does not have the right to do any of these things they're doing because they're being treated as a utility and they're being given the privileges of a utility, which means they can't be sued if I put something that violates copyright on my page and they don't immediately see it and make me take it down, which an organization that big could never do. Okay? They don't get sued because basically they have the privileges of being a utility. But what happens if they start to tell you what you can and can't say? Can your phone company call you up and say, starting next week, we've noticed you've been calling these people and we don't particularly like that. So if you want your service to continue, you have to stop calling these people. Otherwise, we're going to terminate your phone. This is exactly what we're seeing. The phone company could never, ever, ever get away with that because they are a utility. This is one of the same rights that's been granted to these big social media platforms, yet they exercise openly the ability to tell you what you can and can't say. These two are directly opposing each other. They cannot exist in the same space, but they do. So, for anybody who believes, all right, that I would say any type of social media, any type of, whether it's YouTube, whether it's Twitter, whether it's anything that is corporate owned, okay, anything that has the ability to sway an election or to sway what a public may think of one of their leaders, and does it are in direct violation in each and every one of these companies. And this is what Trump touched on about 5 or 6 months ago. Every one of these companies needs to now be held accountable because they have blown right through any pretense of being a utility.
Yes. Well, there's a little something called social engineering, and that's not their job. And it's not the government's job either.
Nope. No. It's the job of the people who can reach the most people. And it's the job of people who can convince the most people that they're telling the truth. Look, as big as the Liberty Beacon Project is, there is absolutely not one penny of corporate money in there. None. Zero. Everything we do, everything we have, is as a result of people pitching in $5, $10, whatever. Okay, this entire global operation has been built and is maintained literally on a couple bucks a month from a few people across the planet. Literally. What we're looking at right now is an expansion of media into our lives that's so drastic, we all, and when I say we all, there are a few of us that don't, but I'm talking about over 95% of the global population suffer from some degree of programmed ignorance. It's not your fault. You're not stupid. None of you are stupid, but you are ignorant. Ignorant doesn't mean you lack the function of the brain. Ignorant means you lack the knowledge to make correct or defined decisions. When somebody says you're ignorant, they're not calling you stupid unless they're too stupid to know the difference between ignorance and stupidity.
Yep.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, I'll let you finish.
Our mission has been from day one, and if you look at anybody else's mission statement, any project that claims to have any type of reach at all, and it's a book, our entire mission statement is the eradication of programmed ignorance. Because what you're being taught in, your children are being taught in school today, if you're in college, what you're being taught in college today isn't the America we were taught. I'm 66 years old. I ain't learning what they're learning in school. I guarantee it. I know it to be a fact. Common Core. Anyway, so the programmed ignorance starts with the youngest child. And then you've got ABC, NBC, CNN, and I could go on and on. And these people have spent, and I'm not a huge, Trump butt kisser, but if somebody, is getting the type of beating he's getting since the day he was elected, there is no president in the history of this country that has been beat up every single day and has never been given credit for the – look, how many presidents have we had in the United States in 2.5 centuries? How many of them have actually done what they said they were going to do when they ran for office? As far as I know, and I've seen 16 elections, as far as I know, nobody even comes close to delivering on the promises that were made during an election cycle than Trump. Yet he has been demonized, he has been lied about, he has been stuffed underneath the train over and over again. When he does something wrong, we're the first person to herald it. But what everybody out there needs to understand is what is happening to Trump is not just about what's happening to Trump. What is happening to Trump is destroying the presidency in the United States. Who in their right mind, unless they have the blessing of every single elite on the planet, is ever going to run for president in this country again, knowing that 8 years, if they can possibly stick 8 years out, are going to be the worst years of their life, and they may not make it through alive.
I just, I got to interject here for a second, Roger. I was just getting ready to ask you, and then I got a comment from Darby in the chat room.
Okay.
He says, "What happened to lock her up?" And that's just what I was getting ready to do. What happened to lock her up?
Go ahead.
We get these stories
of
the possibility of 120,000 sealed indictments, or I don't know what the astronomical number happens to be, but, you know, She is supposed to be testifying about her 33,000 plus emails or whatever the number is.
That's been blown off. She got covered for that. Yeah. Look, you guys are asking the exact right questions. Because another show I did not too long ago, I think it was on RBN, with John Stademiller. We talked about, look, the Republicans, just if you're an alternative media, just look at the Republicans. They're coming in and telling you all of the evil things that the Democrats are doing. All the evil things and all of the things that the Democrats aren't doing for you. And we have a constant session of them telling us what the Democrats aren't doing. They're destroying our cities. They're supporting these riots. They're blah, blah, blah. And we hear it constantly. Now, I want you all to stop for 1 second and ask yourself this question. Just pause for a second, okay? What the hell has a Republican done lately? Any one of them.
Yeah.
To alleviate the situation that's going on.
Yeah.
Any one of them. They talk a damn good story. They're telling you everybody's going to jail. They're telling you Boris got his sword out. They're telling you, and I'm going to tell you something. The day Hillary Clinton goes to jail is the day the entire planet went through some sort of a warp.
Yep.
This woman is so damn high up in what we would consider the elite, and she's still just a baby elite.
Yes.
Believe me.
Yes.
Just a baby.
She had more power than Bill Clinton ever dreamed of having.
Oh, yeah. And if you stop to consider that if they ever were to send her to jail, one of two things would happen, okay? Either she'd get Epstein'd, or she would get hidden away to live the rest of her life in some luxury bunker somewhere.
Just like Epstein. Just like Epstein, yeah.
Look, you and I think a lot alike. We're going to end up by finishing a lot of each other's sentences, okay? There's just certain shows that don't allow you to say certain things. And on your show, I'm just feeling free. But anyway, so if you stop to consider that, regardless of what the Republicans are telling you, okay, regardless, the Republicans own the Senate right now, all right? Are we still in lockdown? How many reports are out absolutely proving what's actually going on here? How many reports are out actually proving things like, I don't know, hydroxychloroquine? How many reports are out? This is the biggest scam ever played on humanity globally and will result in tens, if not hundreds of millions of deaths across this planet. And here's the real kicker, people. The entire scenario, COVID-19 scenario, is intended to thin down the population. I just got another video in Italian with an Italian doctor telling everybody pretty much what I just said. And what he says is what you and I discussed on one of Barry's shows, because I remember you chiming in. And basically what he's saying is everybody that exists that has ever had a cold or the flu or anything along that line has a coronavirus in their body, whether it's just pieces of DNA left behind, whether it doesn't matter, or they have the antibodies for it. These are very common viruses. That's if viruses even exist. But we won't go there right now, okay? So if this is in everybody's body, how many people are going to test positive for this test? Now, this is an expert who's basically saying it don't test for COVID-19, it tests for a coronavirus, and we all have had at least one in our life, which is why they're coming up with such massive numbers. And who are the people that are dying the easiest from this or the highest death tolls? It would be people my age and up who already have some sort of a health malady, whether it's bronchitis, whether it doesn't matter, okay, a heart condition. Now, here's the real kicker. The regular flu has the ability to kill people. It does across the planet every single year. Hundreds of thousands of people die from the regular flu. All right? Now, I want you all to do something for me because this will be worth your time. I want you to go online and get a map showing the heaviest death tolls in locations across the planet. Whether it's New York City, we know that's one of them, blah, 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 okay? You can actually bring up a map that shows you all of the cities on the planet that have had the heaviest COVID-19 death tolls. Now what I want you to do...
Don't forget about nursing homes.
No. Now what I want you to do is I want you to go online and get the same map. But the criteria this time is 5G completed or close to completed build-out.
Yep.
I want you to superimpose one map on top of the other. And if you hear experts telling you that COVID-19 can and will be exacerbated to the point of fatality via 5G.
Well,
it goes much deeper than that.
I love...
Go ahead.
I absolutely love the first fact that one of their first claims was, well, it will be over and done when the temperature hits 72 degrees. Well, it's been in the 90s, and the cases are still allegedly rolling in.
They came out and said, the CDC said, oh, guess what? We just figured out this isn't one of those viruses that tucks itself away when it gets warm. No, this won't run year-round.
Yep.
Why did they say that? Because everybody, everybody needs to also understand that part of the information I got and a lot of other people got was that this was supposed to come in, it was supposed to hit hard, after a few months it was supposed to go away. The reason for that was so that they could get the metrics. They could set the metrics up so that when they did this for real and 196 nations signed on to take part in this. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you've heard of that. So, this was supposed to be a test.
Sure.
Except.
It was a beta test. And they captured the entire world inside of two weeks.
Sure. What they saw was.
2 weeks.
They had accomplished everything they wanted to accomplish in a test run.
No
so
need.
Why the hell do you stop it? You don't.
No, I love these people that are claiming, oh, this is all going to be over on November 4th because the Democrats are using this to try to beat Trump. And no, this is never going to go away, people.
and if you also stop to consider, all right, that COVID-19 has probably, I don't know, the fatality rate of a wimpy flu. And how the hell, Susan, how the hell can I possibly tell you that? I'm going to explain it this way, okay? I told you this, that if you have a test, okay, you're more than likely, and you're fine, nobody around you has COVID-19, not even in your town, nothing, but you're going to test positive. You're going to test positive because you have had a coronavirus. We've all had one. And if you've had one fairly recently, couple of years ago or whatever, your test will probably come back even more positive instead of just like borderline if somebody hasn't had the flu in a few years or whatever. So you are going to test positive. You are. So are your kids, okay, if they've ever had a cold or the flu. And let's stop and consider that once they've got a metric on you, once they know, and believe it or not, they started with the children in Italy, and this is what they did. They went into the schools, and they tested the children, and most children have had the flu or a cold, and every single one of those children that had a positive test, they now could track those children, but it also made an absolute requirement for everyone in that family to also be tested and tagged. Are you catching the drift here? When you start with the children, you can get everything. When you start with mom and dad, you can't.
That's right.
There is a rumor out there right now that I cannot put any validity to, but I don't think, as most of you will, I don't think this is impossible. Okay? I have been told that the end goal is a reduction in population on planet Earth by 80% by 2025.
Sure.
That's and part- this opened the door. Hundreds of millions will die of starvation. Hundreds of millions will die of exposure. We're talking about planet-wide. Go ahead.
People are going to die of disease because they won't go to the hospital.
Absolutely. That was my next point. Yeah. And there will be more. They're going to die of starvation. Why? Because they've purposely been burning the fields. They purposely slaughtered the cows. They purposely, they have gotten rid of so much food in this country
yes.
in the last 6 months. Has anybody seen this? Is anybody talking about this? When you go to Walmart and the only thing that's left is canned Spam and instant mashed potatoes and powdered milk, you better be happy you got that. And if you think I'm kidding, when do you think they're going to open this up? I would like to tell you, and I'll be done with this little rant after this, Steve. I would like to tell you what AOC, Ms. Cortez,
yes.
what she said on a tweet that was taken down almost immediately, but enough intelligent people took a screenshot of it that I actually have it.
I do, too.
And basically, what she says is, look, we got to keep the damn country locked down, because if we don't, Trump is going to get, you know, credit for bringing the economy back, and who, and a few lost jobs and a few, you know, companies going out of business. That's a small price to pay
a few
to get this guy out of office.
A few people dying.
Yeah.
You also got to put that in there, yeah.
Basically, what this woman is saying is, this is all a bunch of crap. We know it is, but we need to continue the suffering with thousands of people, listen to me, thousands of people dying a day
yeah.
in this country as a result of this. We need to continue it through November.
That's right.
So that AOC can get her wish. And yeah. it doesn't matter if you committed suicide because everything you built in your entire life you've seen destroyed in the last couple of months. It doesn't matter. At least Trump won't get reelected.
But
I've got to tell you something. Anybody who thinks that anything that I'm saying is wrong, can I possibly beat what I just told you she said?
Yeah, but don't you know the fact checkers have already come out and said that that's a lie?
It's so a lie?
It must be.
I've got the screenshot of the actual tweet.
Well, it must be. It must be. It must be true. The fact checker said it was a lie.
Oh. Now you got a good point there, and also there's a group of people getting together right now, and I may even do a little participation in this, and this is going to be a short documentary, 30 to 45 minutes, explaining to everybody why they pick the fact checkers they do, and who fact checks the fact checkers. This is another huge scam. Huge. But anybody who doesn't understand that the globe is under the biggest scam ever committed against humanity, this virus, I'm not one who even believes virus exists, you know, because it's the terrain, it's not the germs. And that's a fact, okay? But again, you're going to have people talking about viruses when it's convenient. But this, it's convenient. Let's use the term so everybody understands what I'm saying. This virus here is being used not only to destroy America, it's being used to destroy Germany, it's being used
the
to
world.
Destroy, and I could, on
the world.
And on and on.
The world, yeah.
Right. You and I have been doing shows and writing articles and talking, you and I, I'm talking to you, Steve, about population reduction. About, let me go straight to...
Australia?
The what?
Australia? Victoria?
No. I want to go to the George Guidestones.
Yes, okay.
Which were put up, and you've got to also understand that the elites do anything they're going to do, they're going to telegraph it, including the fact telling you that they don't have the power to do the things that they do if you know where to look. The Georgia Guidestones, one of the most blatant carves into that stone, clearly states keep the population of Earth at 500 million in tune with nature. All right, there's 7.5 billion of us. which means they need to get rid of over 90%. First step is going to be coronavirus vaccines. We are going to see a huge drop. And it may not all be in people dying. Everybody's like, okay, yeah, they're going to give it to people, they're going to start dropping dead, and then nobody else is going to take it. No, no, no. Not what we're talking about, okay? This may happen a few years down the road, or it may sterilize you. Or it may make such a dysfunction into your little swimmers or your eggs that they won't function properly. My point here is, when I say a massive reduction in population, I don't mean they're going to be coming out and killing people in the streets. I mean they have us exactly where they want us. We all ran into our homes with our tails between our legs, and we hid there shivering until the government told us we didn't have to shiver anymore as long as we wore a mask. But how many people know out there that if you're wearing a mask, you're doing more damage to your body than not wearing that mask? Not only that, that mask does not keep you from catching the virus, if the virus even exists. It doesn't. And all of these are proven facts. As a matter of fact, there are two studies out showing that masks in an operating room are
yes.
not effective.
Yes. I want to get back to the Georgia Guidestones for a second here.
Oh, I was coming back, but you're
Roger.
Right. Go ahead.
Say The Georgia Guidestones said that they want to, what is it, between 80 and 90% of the world's population they want to cull?
Yep.
Well, it just so happens that over 70% of the world's population is non-white. Let that sink in for a second. How racist is that?
I would tell you that what we are looking at is... It makes people like Hitler, it makes people like Mussolini, it makes people like Hirohito, it makes these people who we have demonized as the worst people to ever have existed, Genghis Khan, what we're talking about makes them pale in comparison. We're talking about people who will not bat an eyelash at exterminating 6.5 to 7 billion of us. Why keep 500 million around? Well, I got to tell you something. You got 15, 20,000 elitists. They need some servants.
Well, you know.
At least a 500,000 around so that their standard of living doesn't go down.
The conspiracy goes even further than that, Roger. I've heard that they actually want it down to 500,000.
Yeah.
That's all.
I can't even see that, okay? I can see 500 million because it's a big planet and you're still going to need industry and you're still going to need... To me, 500,000
well,
would be... Okay, this is just going to be a garden spot and we're actually going to be doing things on another planet.
Most of industry is already mechanized. They can just mechanize the rest of it. How about the defunding of Seattle Police Department? Very, very, very good... A very good idea to defund a police department. After you do that, you can bring in the mechanized police, the robots, the Terminator 1000, T-1000s, whatever it is. The ones that are going to shoot everyone. Black, white, yellow, red, and pink with
non-discriminating slaughter. If you stop to consider even a small percentage of that... Again, I am not telling you that that Republicans, I didn't say conservatives, I said that Republicans have any more redeeming value over Democrats, because they haven't proved it at all. As a matter of fact, just the opposite. But if you have a slightly more conservative look at things and a slightly less Marxist, Democratic way of looking at things, where we stand right now, we're on a serious precipice.
Yes.
I believe that the only reason Trump is alive right now, because for anybody who doesn't know, listen to this. These are words from Trump's mouth, okay? They're not out for me. They're out for you.
Yeah.
I just happen to be in the way.
Well, you know, I've...
That's true.
I have always seen Trump for what he is. Just another player, just another actor in the movie that we're watching.
Agree. I would also tell you, and this is something hardly anybody ever brings into a conversation, and I try to do it as often as possible so that people can understand. Why isn't Trump dead? There's two reasons. One, he's got a lot of money, so he's got his own security, plus he's got securities provided by the United States government. Okay. The man's got a hell of a lot of security.
Yeah, but Kennedy did too.
But why isn't he dead? Because a lot of the, like, even mentioning hydroxychloroquine convinced a lot of people they're not going to take the vaccine. And you know that every single one of these big drug companies were rolling their eyes going, I don't believe he just said this.
Yeah.
Why isn't he dead? Why can he say things like that? Why are there actually Republicans or conservatives in other countries that are getting away with things and standing up? Why is that happening? Because there is a civil war going on right now. Anybody who doesn't believe that, you've got to be a total idiot. There is a civil war, but it's not you and me. We're the pawns. The civil war is in this elitist caste, and it's the caste that wishes to see a conservative movement forward, and the caste that wishes a total global Marxist government. And believe it or not, just like in the real world, the conservative leaning elitists don't have majority, and they don't hold power much. But they can make a whole lot of waves. What are we seeing? A whole lot of waves. Who does Trump work for? Trump works for the people that the elitists who are trying to kill us all off don't work for. So we're looking at a civil war. It's not them shooting each other. It's how much can they get us to do? Can Trump convince all of us that COVID-19 is basically done? Take some hydroxychloroquine. Everything will be good. Let's open the economy up. Or let's keep the damn economy closed. Let's wait till every business fails. Let's bring in total Marxist rule, because that's the only way you're going to be able to stay alive. And now you need our permission to watch, go, see, or say anything.
Zinc.
These are the two distinct possibilities.
Zinc will do the same job.
Yeah.
Zinc and vitamin C, vitamin D.
Yep. Yep. And there's a couple others out there. The whole point here is
vitamin K.
Let's talk about just how obvious this is. Let's talk about how obvious it is. Let's talk about a guy I would absolutely love to punch right in the face if I ever got close enough to do it. And this guy is, he's actually a doctor. Dr. Fauci. Are you kidding me? The little weasel worm, gutless, I don't know, population destroyer. Let me explain to you why I'm even saying this.
Economy
things.
Destroyer.
In 2005, Fauci and his research team published a research paper stating that hydroxychloroquine was an absolute must to fight off coronavirus. It not only worked very well as a prophylactic, meaning preventing you from getting it, but it's taken immediately after you found out you had a coronavirus, which is the flu, the cold, whatever.
Sorry.
You started taking it, then it would have an amazing success rate.
SARS.
This was go ahead.
SARS-CoV-2, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This was published, okay, in a research paper by the NIH, which he was the head of even back in 2005, and he was part of the research team. So they absolutely knew that if any coronavirus reared its ugly head, they had the magic elixir. They had done the research, they had published the paper, and he had told the world. 15 years later, he's telling the world, if you take that, it's going to kill you. Anybody think I'm joking? Go to the Liberty Beacon. Those articles that explain both of those points are on there, along with a lot of other stuff. Just type his name in, Dr. Anthony Fauci, in the search bar and hit enter. The amount of information you're going to get is going to amaze you and sicken you. This guy has more power over you and I than Trump does. That is an absolute disaster, because he is the head I don't know, linchman for the people that are bound and determined to get rid of 80% of us within the next 5 years. This is the starting gate, and we're off.
You know, I'd like to get your opinion, or what you think. What you think actually happened? Because one of the narratives that are going around the internet is this came out of a university in North Carolina, and then the scientist that was in North Carolina took it back to Wuhan, and they got $3.7 million from Fauci. And but there's also a story out there, actually two stories, that this may have actually come from a Canada lab.
Yes.
And the other.
There's also a story out there stating the absolute truth that coronavirus doesn't. COVID-19, which is a coronavirus,
right,
literally doesn't have the knockdown power that was even displayed in Wuhan.
No.
So why did so many people die? You heard me say this on Barry's show.
5G.
As soon as they were told that that stuff had gotten out, as soon as they started making that public, they ringed Wuhan with an additional, I don't know how many hundreds of 5G transmitters.
Yes.
All pointed into Wuhan.
Yep.
And people started to die.
Dropped it. Yeah, just dropped there right in the street. Yep.
Can I tell you why they were dying? It's not the COVID-19. It absolutely isn't. If you look up in the sky, we are getting sprayed almost every single day to the point where you wake up to a beautiful sky.
Yep.
And by 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 o'clock the latest, you've got this putrid gray sky. A vast majority of that are nano-sized particles of aluminum. We were told they're being sprayed into the upper atmosphere to reflect sunlight and cool the planet, but we also know for a fact that global warming is a huge lie. So if there is no global warming, spraying that stuff up into the upper atmosphere only has one purpose. Those particles settle to the Earth. All of them do. Eventually, anything in a gravity well does. We breathe them in. As a matter of fact, there have been cross sections of Alzheimer's brains, and what the doctors are really, really stunned about is the massive amount of aluminum in the brain. Now, you've got 5G. 5G is an actual pulse. It's not an expanding wave like 4G. It's pulsed. Not only that, but you've got millions of antennas in order to make it work, not tens of thousands, because it's a higher frequency. Which means that if you've got that many antennas in a local area, again, I told you what to do with the two maps. If you've got that many antennas, a full build-out, you can form what's called a steerable beam using a phased array. You can take that microwave energy and literally focus it on someone's head. Where are they going to get the locators, though? COVID-19 vaccine. Now they can locate you. Once they put that 5G beam, which they can make, absolutely, I am an expert. You know, I worked for these companies. I worked for Raytheon.
Yep.
This is what I did for a living.
Yep.
Once they focus that beam on your head, because you now have a tracker in you from that vaccine, in 30 seconds, they can raise the temperature of your brain enough for it to shut down.
Yep.
You drop dead. They shut it off. A minute later, your brain is back to normal temperature, and there is absolutely no signature as to why you just dropped dead.
Certainly.
Is that technology there? It's there today. The vaccine is all that's left to close the loop.
I'll go even one step further. Elon Musk has had permission for a few years. I think he's put up like 12,000 satellites in the past decade or so, and he's gotten the go-ahead to put up another 18,000.
Eventually, for the 5G, and they're already thinking about 6G, eventually there'll be over 100,000 satellites.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Yep.
Death from above.
We don't even want to go into that. For anybody out in your audience who doesn't know, I was a military contractor. I was in the Navy for 8 years as an electronics technician and a nuclear submarine sonar technician. Got out, went to work for 22 years for Raytheon. Doing what? Working on U.S. military DOD contracts. I've got 1.5 million air miles under my belt traveling the world fixing things that go bang. Can you imagine when I woke up about 10 or 12 years ago just what hit me? Because I spent an entire life making the things that kill people work better.
Yep, yep.
Yeah.
You know, I...
Still trying to recover from that one.
Yeah. I was going to mention earlier, I think it was, not sure which one it was, the H1N1, that scare a decade or so back.
Yeah.
That one allegedly killed 60,000 here in America. I know for a fact that tuberculosis actually kills 1.5 million each year here in America.
If you take pneumonia and flu globally each year, okay, last year in this country alone, 126,000 people died from the flu, and we didn't shut the country down.
Right.
126,000. The CDC even had to admit that 80,000 plus died. Why didn't they say more than that? Because the CDC owns patents on some of those flu vaccines.
Yeah.
Which is a conflict of interest beyond belief. But we can't go there. We don't have time. The point here is everything we are looking at, everything, we have gone from the healthiest society in three generations, 60 years, to the most chronically ill society on the planet. Right now, screw what the government tells you, the numbers, best numbers we can come up with is 1 in 20 male children born now have autism. 1 in 46 female children born now have autism. This makes the COVID-19 scare look like child's play.
Yes.
When's the last time you heard the word autism on screen?
Yeah.
When's the last time any doctor said anything
Never.
About what is harming this society more than anything else right now?
Never. Autism. Never.
Right. Because then they'd have to blame the vaccine people, because that's where it would end up. And they're the most powerful people on the planet. They even outspend the military-industrial complex lobbying our government by a factor of 5 to 1. It is said that the pharmaceutical industry literally owns the planet.
Well,
it's close.
You know what the actual worldwide pharmaceutical profits are?
It's, yeah.
All the companies combined, all over the world.
Billions.
1.35 trillion.
Yeah. Last I heard was 1.68 trillion, and the last I heard about once the vaccine is up and running, unless tinfoil hat wearers like me and you can spoil their party, they're looking at in 1 year doubling that.
Yeah, yeah. I seriously can't look at people. Well, that don't have a straight face when I tell them that fact. 1.35 trillion. Let's just take the conservative number of 1.35 trillion. You just said 1.6.
Yeah.
Let's just take the conservative one at 1.35 trillion. Yep. Does anyone that has two brain cells that connect together seriously think that they won't lie, cheat, and steal or kill for that type of number of money that's at stake? And I always get this bull crap argument. Well, they've got all the money they need. They don't need any more money. It's not about them needing any more money. It's them keeping the money from us.
It's power. Yes. Money is power.
Yeah.
Okay. If you stop to consider how many people, like I said, have autism, how many people, and if we tie vaccine injury, let's just go for the overall product, because it's not the COVID-19 that's going to kill you. It's going to be the vaccine, and it probably won't do it immediately. If you take a look, 30 to 40,000, and last year, 58,000 people reported extreme adverse effects from vaccines. 58,000 people in America. But then the CDC steps up. If you don't believe me, look it up. Go to the Liberty Beacon. You can find the facts there. Okay? The CDC steps up, and they have to tell you that 58,000 may represent only 10% and may even only represent 1% of the actual vaccine injury caused yearly in this country. I said 56 to 58,000. Let's say 50,000. Let's say that was 10%. Okay? That's 500,000. Let's say it's 1%. That's 5 million people.
Okay? It is.
Now,
yeah.
Anybody out there that wants to tell me how safe vaccines are? We have a vaccine court. And if you ain't coming in there with absolute proof, they won't even see your case.
Yeah.
They see so few cases, it's insane. But yet they've already paid out $4.3 billion. And you only get it. Yeah, go ahead.
Why don't you tell people where that money comes from?
It comes from us.
Taxpayers.
When you buy your vaccines.
Well, it comes from the taxpayers too, though, yes.
Well, yeah, but a lot of it, there is so much on each vaccine that's put aside for that.
Sure.
But you're right. I mean, if it goes over what they had in their kitty, who do you think pays for it? So in either case, we pay for everything. The vaccine makers have zero liability, nothing. If your daughter goes in, you're 6-month-old for her shots, they give her 8 shots, 16 hours later, she's dead, and you can prove they did it? You go to vaccine court, I think the most you can walk out with is $400,000.
Yeah.
I heard it was
250, but it's probably between 250 and 400,000. Yeah.
If you stop to consider what we're saying, I've got absolutely no liability whatsoever. So if I set out the worst vaccine in history and make 80%, because that's what they're figuring. Gee, there comes that number again. They're figuring they're actually going to vaccinate about 80% of the planet. If people do die, if people all of a sudden can't have children, if people, before Gates even announced anything about his vaccine, he went and lobbied Congress and got their permission for total absolution for any
yep.
adverse reactions
yep.
to his vaccine. This has happened across the planet, which means they can kill us all off and keep all the money we had to pay to get the vaccine.
That's right. That's right. I don't know how long you want to go, but we got about 2 or 3 minutes left. If you want to continue, we can. It's up to you.
I really wish I could, because I do like the platform. I do like being able, just like Barry's, to be able to tell people the absolute truth. I never bullshit. I never lie. All I ask is that anything I say, you put it in a search window on our main site. You can go to any one of them, but I would say the main site, thelibertybeacon.com. Put it in the search window, and if you can't come up with the answer, I'm going to be really, really amazed, because everything I tell you is from researching our very own platforms and talking to people across the planet.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. Well, I guess that's a pretty good place to end it. You got a lot of things to do. You're running a network, and I got a few things to do. I'm going to get this up on YouTube, and I'm also going to put it into MP3 form, so I'll give you a link to both of them.
I am going to make sure that more people hear this show, and I know a significant amount heard it today. I'm going to write a preface. I'm going to insert this in it, and I'm going to publish it on several of our websites.
Great, great, great deal.
Excellent. Thank you for the invite. You're so appreciated, Steve.
Thank you. And we shall talk again soon.
Yes, sir. Probably on Barry's show.
Probably. All right.
Have a good day, my friend.
You too.
I'm out of here.
Bye.
Bye, all.